On this episode of Bet Bath & Beyond, Andy and I talk about how much we hate betting on college football. We lost so much money this weekend. It is for your entertainment, of course. You're welcome. We run down all the games for NFL Week 1, including the Monday night games. We're recording this during the Broncos-Titans game, so we even have that covered as well. I made a lot of bets. I lost a lot. I won a lot. You could write a whole epic poem tragedy on my bets this week. Same with Andy. We talk NFL. I already said that. It's super fucking late. I'm super fucking tired. It's like almost midnight. Let's see. NBA. We talk NBA. Clippers. Nuggets. Game 7. Tonight, Tuesday. Who are we betting on? You gotta listen to find out. Oh man, and it starts right now. 3, 2, 1, go. I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bet Bath and Beyond.
That's us, baby.
That is us. Who is us?
I'm Ian Peacock.
and I'm Andy Heidemann.
Yeah, you're also.
Andy, I told you we don't have to introduce ourselves anymore because of the intro.
And I'm Andy Heidemann.
Okay.
My prompter didn't change. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're off to the races. We are recording this. Shut up. We are recording this September 14th during the Broncos-Titans Monday night game. We just finished the Steelers game.
Yes, we did.
And what we're going to do, if you're new to this program, is we're going to release this on Tuesday morning. And then we're going to record again Thursday night after the Thursday night game. And then we're going to release that Friday morning.
And we just do that until we die.
We do that until we die. Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings, listen to us. It's going to be part of your morning routine.
Your morning ritual.
Or we'll find you and we'll kill you.
Yeah, if you're lucky, we won't find you. But you're listening to us, which means you're not lucky and we're going to kill you.
We will track you through the IP address of your phone.
Well, we don't need anyone to think that we're... we don't need the FBI calling us.
I have no idea how to do that, so...
Okay, so barely hit on it. I mean, just barely scratched the surface. Texans Chiefs, they played on Thursday. If you want to hear us talk about that and be really drunk while we talk about that, listen to last week's episode. Chiefs won, shocker. Let's move on to the first game in the slate here that we want to talk about.
That was fun, though. Just real quick. That was fun.
It was recording. Fun. It was fun.
And before we get too much into football, because we're going to talk a shit ton of football, Andy, how'd you like Chicago?
It was okay.
What? What do you mean it was okay?
It was fun. I smoked a cigar. I played some catch in the park. I almost had to pay $1,200 for a bike.
Yes, you did. All of those are true.
And so, you know, it was the $1,200 for the bike thing kind of made me go, huh. But everything else was great.
I mean, that's the city of Chicago for you. They're going to try to squeeze any money you have when you visit this city.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take your pockets and they're gonna ring you upside down.
I'm also drinking a beer because I need one.
Yeah. It was a long weekend.
If you hear me drinking, you know, there you go. That's why.
If you hear Andy drinking, you also have to drink.
Oh, yeah. It's like a chain.
It's a drinking game.
Seahawks, Falcons.
Okay, well, we're going to get into the NFL. Well, Andrew, I want to talk about college football.
I'm dying here.
No, listen, I know. It's week one, NFL. I'm sure everyone wants us to fucking jump right in, and we're going to. I just want, real quick, to say I fucking hate betting college football.
Dude, we were all sitting there. Everyone's like, bet college football, bet college football. And I was like, I'll bet a couple props. But I think I bet on one spread, and I bet maybe one money line. And I lost both of them. College football sucks.
College football is absolutely atrocious. I like Clemson had like a minus 34.5 spread, and you're like, that's a shit ton. But they're also playing Wake Forest. I don't really know what to do here.
Bingo. Oh, I know what also, to do. Save my money.
Yeah, save your money for the NFL, because that makes a lot more sense. Because
that's where you make the money.
But
by the way, bragging rights. Remember last week when we talked about how you're like, yeah, never bet the fucking safety on a given week. There was a safety this week.
Yes. Once again, you're skipping ahead to the NFL when we're still on college football.
No, this is just me talking about how I was right.
Oh my God.
I'm all in on it.
Lost a lot of money on Saturday, college football. -6 spread on Kansas versus Coastal Carolina. It fucked me hard. And I'm done betting college football. It was nice. It was like, oh,
short-lived.
Now I remember why I don't bet college football.
I'm trying to pull up my prop bets. Exactly. The two that I really liked, I made Trevor Lawrence to pass for over 247 yards. He did that, and I won my money. I also bet that the running back, Etienne, would rush for over, I want to say, 115.
You missed it.
He did not. He was like 3 yards short or something like that, or 12 yards short.
That's got to hurt.
When they were up so much, I mean, they just pulled him from the game. Normally, you know, when you're up, you run the back to like drain the clock. They just pulled him completely, so.
Yeah, don't bet college football. Just don't do it. Hey, wait. Bet commandment.
Never bet college football. Yeah.
Never bet college football. Don't bet baseball. Don't bet college football. Stick to the NFL. Stick to the NBA. And stick to tennis. The U.S. Open.
That's true. Osaka
did give me a scare. She lost the first set on Saturday. I was a little scared.
I think that was like to lure them in, false sense of security.
I don't know what it was, but I don't want her to do that again. I'd rather her just win the first two sets. I'd rather her just win it, and I don't have to worry about it. But thankfully, she came back. She won the last two sets. I got my money. I felt great. And then I lost it all on Kansas -6 spread.
Right.
A little shout out to Rome, who called in. Remember, guys, we have a hotline. We have a tip line. We have a bath line. I don't care what the fuck we call it. There's one number. It's 312-600-5460. You call in. We play your message on the podcast, on air, for everyone to hear. You get to, air your tips out for everyone. Get your reputation going. Our first caller, Rome, had the Raging Cajuns against Iowa State on Saturday, and they won.
He was right. Here's the other thing. If you call and you give us a tip and you're right, I'm going to figure something out to do. I'm going to send somebody a hat. I'm going to send a hat sat. I'm going to figure that out, all right?
Oh, no, I like that.
But you what have kind to be hat? Right. I don't know. I'm going to draw on it. It'll be a personal hat.
You're gonna get that Andy Heidemann signature.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll say Chicago is okay.
Again, that number is Chicago is okay. Fuck you. Again, that number is 312-600-5460. I've already got it memorized.
Give us a fucking call.
I've got it memorized.
I almost called in this week with a bet.
I'd be so mad if I like checked. If you went to listen to fucking you, listen to me.
That would have made me laugh really hard, though.
That would have been funny.
Let's see. What other bets did we make? I don't think I made any other besides those props.
Okay.
Oh, I had Bengals money line, but we can talk about that later.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Now we can get into the NFL Week 1 games, which is going to be the fucking meat of this podcast.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be the meat of the show entirely for the next forever.
Sorry, I said fucking podcast. I meant freaking podcast.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not going to be cussing as much.
Seahawks, Falcons, two birds, one stone.
Okay, so if you remember, this was part of my parlay. This is part of my two-game parlay, my Sunday fun day parlay.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was like, dude, Falcons are so good. You had everyone talking like Big Cat and all the people at like Barstool saying they have so many starters. They have like 10 out of their 11 starters are first rounders and all this other stuff. Watch out for the Falcons.
True.
It's true. It just doesn't mean shit. And I knew I had my faith in Russ. That's why I bet on him. And he did not disappoint.
Yeah, no, Russ balled. Russell, definitely one of the best players of all of week one.
Top three quarterback in the league right now.
Yes. We don't have time to do this. We don't have time to do this.
I dare you to refute that right now. I dare you to refute that right now.
Dude, Tampa Tom is in the league. Patrick Mahomes exists. You want me to throw Lamar in there?
Yes, I do want you to throw Lamar in there. So, okay, we're going to get into all this. So, Seahawks, let's stick to, because it's like a kid in a candy shop, dude. I want to, like, talk about all the games. But let's stick Seahawks, Falcons. The Seahawks, I believe they were a -2.5 favorite going into that game.
Was it only 2.5?
I believe so. So
interesting.
No. -1. -1. That's how close it was, Andrew.
See, that seems incorrect. That seems like that was a mistake on somebody's part.
Nope. That I just checked the tape. It was -1 going into that game. Obviously, the Seahawks, I mean, they didn't, like, kill the Falcons, but a 38-25.
I mean, it was handable close,
lead.
Though.
I mean,
like,
really.
It was close to, no, I'm saying it was close to killing them. I mean, it was a...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, they, I mean, I think one of those touchdowns they scored was in garbage time, just like...
Julio had a game, though.
Well, Calvin Ridley did, too. Well, Matt Ryan, even, like, he had three receivers with 100-plus yards. I mean, that's great.
As we're going through these games, something I just thought of, we should say people that did well and the people that didn't do well, studs and stinkers.
Sure. I got Russ as a stud. I mean, Calvin Ridley was a stud.
Julio was a stud.
Sure. I'm trying to think. Oh,
the Falcons, just in general, stinkers.
Giving up fucking 38 points, yeah.
They're just not good. They're not going to make the playoffs. Like, I'm sorry if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, but the team just hasn't been the same since the Patriots killed them. Like, with
it's kind of funny.
Comeback Super Bowl win.
My old roommate, one of my really good friends, he's a big Falcons fan. And at first, I think first drive of the season, Falcons went down and they got a really good drive. And I think they almost scored. He's like, we're Super Bowl bound. And then two plays later, Seahawks went down and scored. He's like, we suck.
I mean, that's the life of a Falcons and a Bears fan. I feel like those are the two teams.
Oh,
like,
but the Bears fucking won though.
Okay, we're gonna get to it. So Seahawks win 38-25. They were a -1 favorite. I put them in my parlay for a reason because I knew they were gonna win. I think that's
yeah,
nice,
just like
nice
just like you knew up. The other team was gonna win. All right, Browns Ravens.
Fuck you. Anyway, that was to your parlay comment, not the Browns Ravens, because the Browns Ravens, I loved watching that game.
See, this kind of sucks for me talking about these because I didn't get to see some of these games because I was flying, right? So I've seen the stat lines and I've gotten to hear things. Browns Ravens was one I didn't get to see. Browns,
I feel bad
awful,
for you because
though.
It was awesome. Browns are awful.
Just looking at the stat line here, everything looks.
Well, let me tell you something. Talk about studs, because here's a stud for the whole league. Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews and Dobbins. And just the whole, I mean, we're so good. If you're listening to this and this is your first time listening, hi, I'm Ian Peacock and I'm a Ravens fan. Fuck you. You know, like, we are so good. And there's some people saying that Lamar can't win playoff games. This is only his third season in the league, fresh off of MVP from last year. We are going to win playoff games this year. You heard it here.
We'll see. That's a bold claim after week one.
No,
we'll
it's not a bold claim because we made it to the playoffs the past two seasons. Yes, I know what everyone's thinking. Yep. Lamar lost in the first round both times.
Sure did.
But it's not a bold claim to think that we're going to go.
Here's the deal, though. If he gets first, he gets first round bye.
Yeah, Russ versus rest. Because we had like a two-week bye last year, and then we lost to the Titans.
Dude, I'm looking at the stat lines here. Like, Lamar rushed 7 times. Mark Ingram rushed 10. Mark Ingram did not look that good. I mean, like, he didn't have to because of the way things went, but 10 carries, 29 total yards. I mean, Dobbins had 2 touchdowns.
Dobbins looked good. You know who also looked good that I haven't talked about yet? Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown will get 100 Dude, yards. He didn't have a touchdown, but, I mean, one touchdown there. He has a huge fantasy day, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, he balled out first game of the year last year, too, against the Dolphins. I remember that.
Miami.
We killed them by, like, 40-something points. Right. And I'm pretty sure Brown had two touchdowns. So, like, I just hope he stays healthy because he was, you know, plagued by injuries a little bit last year. I want him to stay healthy. And I think that him and Lamar are going to have some really good chemistry hookups this season.
Dude, you know, I'm looking at some of these things, too. They targeted Odell 10 times. He only got three of them. I would like to see.
Oh, you missed the one that Odell just fucking dropped.
He just dropped it.
Oh, on, like, third down. And it was, like, that was the turning point. I think it was, like, a one-possession game at that point. Ravens were up a little bit, but the Browns were driving. Baker throws it to Odell. Fucking just drops
was it,
it.
Was it a good pass?
It was a good pass. It was right off of his hands.
That sucks.
And Odell that just kind of ended the drive. Ended the drive, and the Browns never came back.
Rip.
Rip. Rip right on his chest.
Yeah. So I think Lamar is the best player in that game, 100%. He's the game MVP.
Stud, Lamar Jackson, stinker. Odell, but he likes that. So another stinker.
Allegedly.
Another stinker.
Somebody went down in this game. Njoku had his knee injury. I think they put him on IR.
No way. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he might not be
he
on
scored
IR.
A no, he scored like a touchdown. He looked good. I have him on fantasy.
He looked good, but I mean, he has a knee injury. Wait, they scored 6 points. He scored a touchdown? Did they miss the PAT?
Yeah, they did. What an idiot.
That's
what,
fucking
yeah.
Browns.
Stinker.
It's the kicker. You miss a fucking
PAT. The Browns kicker.
We don't even know who he is.
Oh, shit. David Njoku, diagnosed with MCL sprain, was placed on injured reserve Monday. Damn.
There you
dude.
Go.
I, like, felt good about that because he's been on my bench, and I was like, oh, like, if he's actually going to be the tight end number one for Baker, that right. actually is going to add some value. And fuck.
And now he's dead.
And now he's sidelined.
All right. Jets Bills.
Jets are bad. Le'Veon Bell fucking leaves the game. Cost me fantasy points. I'm probably going to lose this week because he only scored me like 6 points.
Here's the other thing. This score, I mean, 17-27. That looks way better than it really was. Jets scored a garbage time touchdown. I mean, they were getting throttled by the Bills.
Yeah.
The Jets' defense looked awful without Jamal Adams. I hate Adam Gase as head coach. I think Sam Darnold's bad.
Did you bet on this game?
I did not bet on this game.
I did not either. I was very close taking the Bills. They were -7 favorite. -7. And
Teams that are historically bad, like the Jets and Bills. I know the Bills looked a lot better last year than they had in the past.
Careful.
But I'm just we'll talk about this division later because there's somebody who's going to win this division.
Okay.
And it's not the Bills, baby. But
who is it?
It's the fucking Patriots.
Yeah, wow, that's a fucking shocker.
Cam Newton looked alive, baby. But we'll
stick to the game that we're talking about, Andrew.
I'm trying. You're asking me questions. Here's the deal: Jets are bad. Bills are good. Josh Allen's a stud. Smokey Brown.
Yes, I have him on fantasy. He scored, I think, 2 touchdowns. Stud. Stinker. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's a stinker.
Also, Adam Gase, coach, stinker.
Stinker.
Okay. Raiders-Panthers.
Raiders-Panthers. Josh Jacobs, stud.
You fucking 3 rushing touchdowns. I think he had over 100 rushing yards. Our defense, the Panthers' defense, is terrible. It's really bad.
However, that's cute.
Fuck. However, if our losses, if we're gonna go 2-12, I would love games that are this close. I'll take that because I'm expecting the Panthers to be awful all year.
How did McCaffrey do?
He did really well. 95 yards on the ground. They gave him 23 carries. I think he had 6 receptions for like 40 yards. I think he had 2 touchdowns.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah. He's a workhorse. He's going to be solid no matter how bad the Panthers are.
Oh, absolutely. And Robbie Anderson had like 100 yards receiving. He had like one really long bomb. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater played okay. He didn't play. However, the way we lost that game was it came down to it was 4th-and-1. Instead of giving it to McCaffrey up the middle, we gave it to our fullback, which is not the worst thing in the world. I mean, it's like, you know, trickery, blah, 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 whatever. But I just sit there and think, like, I bet Cam Newton would have gotten that first down.
Yeah.
you know?
Josh Jacobs, have him in fantasy, did not bet on this game.
I didn't bet on this game either.
The line, though, the spread was
3.
1. It was -3, yeah, Raiders.
Yep.
And they covered. Barely.
That's Bears, what it's all about, though.
Bears, Lions, this was a good game. I watched all of this game.
It was a good game, and you know what? Good for Trubisky. He played real shitty the entire game until the fourth quarter. Like the
Mr. Fourth Quarter coming alive.
Yeah, it's, I mean, good for him. And you know, I thought Stafford played pretty well considering he didn't have Kenny
Galladay. No, he did not. But he did. Dude, stop. Stop with this. Stop with this Stafford talk. I watched the whole game, Andrew. He's overthrowing. Like, I get that they don't have Kenny Galladay, okay? And he's their best receiver.
100%.
Stafford's not good.
You do realize. So who dropped the game-winning ball there, like when it was right on his hands?
Okay.
Who drove them on that drive? Okay. Who I had through for almost 300 yards?
I'm glad you brought that up.
yeah, no, that's great. Lace him up. I'm glad.
No. Lace him up segment right now. DeAndre Swift, you're a clown.
Yeah, dude, you gotta catch that. I mean, you're a rookie. I mean, it was right on your hands.
I don't care if you're a fucking kicker, punter, linebacker. That ball, I would have caught that. You would have caught that, Andrew. Right. That was.
What is that supposed to mean?
A slam. Well, it means that your hand-eye coordination just isn't as good as mine, but I mean, it still would have gotten you there. It would have done the job.
Listen, I just scored that touchdown, and then I would have gotten rocked by some linebacker probably, but Swift has to catch that. So that, I mean, again, you could try to put that loss on Stafford if you want to, but that's 100% on Swift.
For that one play, I will agree with you. I'm just saying throughout the entirety of the game, Stafford just doesn't look good. He just doesn't look good.
What are you talking about?
He just doesn't look good. Like, he just is missing his receivers.
So, I don't know. Do you want to make a bet? You hate futures. You hate futures, but I want to future bet you so bad.
If it's going to be about his fucking pass yards, I'm going to fucking
lose it. Well, it's going to be about his total ending. It's going to be like him being a top quarterback in like three categories: completion percentage, passing yards, and touchdowns.
Completions, passing yards, and touchdowns.
Completion percentage. All three of those stats will be in the top five.
You just said top three.
No, I did not.
Did you not? I thought you said top
no,
three.
No, I did not.
Okay, Andrew.
Play back
Jesus.
The tape.
No, I'm not. I'm not mixing. Like, we're doing two episodes a week. I can't I can't be spending hours mixing these episodes. It's going to take too damn long.
Are you going to bet me on this?
Yeah, I will bet you. Well, hold on. I'm trying to do some math. Let me do some math in my head. Yeah, quick math. Because Mahomes, Lamar, Russell, I mean, I still think... Okay, hold on. So is the bet that he has to be top three in all five? Top five in all three?
In all three of those, yes.
So if he doesn't... If he hits two of those, but let's say passing touchdowns, he's top 10, but not top five.
Sure, yeah.
I win the bet?
You win the bet.
Yeah, I'll take that. I will 100% take that right now.
Okay. $50?
$50.
I'm in.
Make a note of it. Lock it up. This is on the tape. The 22-minute mark into our recording. Well, it won't be 22 minutes because we still have to record the intro, and then we have to put the intro music in. So maybe the 24-minute mark, but okay.
Listen, I just can you do me a favor and clip that bet part so that way in 17 weeks you can like do the rewind and like let everyone hear that I hustled you out of $50.
Yeah, like just like my little sister's boyfriend.
Oh, but question though, is injury involved in this? If he gets injured and misses games, is it
we'll just do a push?
Okay.
Well, how many? Like, if he misses one game,
That's the thing. I feel like it
because what if injury? Okay, Andrew, what if injury hurts? Like, let's say, God forbid, but Mahomes or like Russell Wilson, but not Lamar, they get hurt. And, you know, they miss half the season. So I think that injuries just have to be a part of this.
We could do per game.
No, I don't want to do that. I think we just kind of, it's football. Okay, so wait, hold on. You were so confident a minute ago, and now you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying if he gets hurt. I mean, Saquon Barkley is the best running back in the league, but if he misses 4 weeks due to a sprained ankle, I mean, he's not going to have the stats, even if he looks great. I mean, it's just.
But that's part of the Andrew. That's part of the bet.
Like, well, then I want odds. I want odds. I don't want straight 1-to-1 odds.
Oh my god.
No, because there's risk. If you want to do odds, risk. Okay.
That's why you make a fucking bet.
I'm out. He's a great quarterback, and you just can't admit it, and you're scared.
It's just, I mean, how am I supposed to factor the injury of Matthew Stafford into this?
By giving me 3-to-1.
3-to-1?
Now you're hustling.
Now you're hustling. You're
how about 2-to-1?
Fine, 2-to-1, but if he gets injured, he's done. I mean, if he gets injured, you're done. As in, like,
well, I mean, maybe, unless he just balls out. I'll deal. That's a deal. 2-to-1 odds if he's top five in those three categories.
Top five in those three categories.
Do people even listening to this podcast are just going to hear screaming at each other for that?
No, they're like, just make the goddamn bet already and move on to the Colts Jaguars.
Okay.
No, but for real. Deal. If he gets hurt, you still have to pay me.
Well, I mean, you know, unless he wins, even if he's hurt.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Colts Jaguars.
This was crazy.
Gardner Minshew.
Dude, he was crazy efficient. 19 for 20, 3 passing touchdowns.
Philip Rivers just looking exactly like Philip Rivers, just in a Colts uniform instead of a Chargers uniform.
Dude, and rest in peace, Marlon Mack. Tore his Achilles.
Oh, that does suck, actually, because I don't have him on my fantasy squad, but I like him as a running back.
It sucks for him. I have Jonathan Taylor, who's the rookie they drafted, who's apparently very, very good. He's going to get a lot of opportunity now, and I have him in a lot of leagues. So I'm happy in that regard, but it does suck, you know, your first game of the year, first half even, and now you're not going to get to play.
Yeah, no, that sucks. Yeah. The Colts, guess what the Colts spread? They were the favorites to win this game.
Wasn't it like 7 points?
It was 8.
It was 8 points, and they were away favorites.
Yeah, opening spread for this game was -8 against the Jags, and the Jags pretty much took it almost the reverse.
You hate to see it.
You really do. You do hate to see it. Quick Titans-Broncos update. It's still 0-0.
Yeah, both those teams, I'm assuming. I think Jerry Jeudy could have a game, but we'll see.
Well, Locke is about to throw the ball, and he just threw it for a touchdown.
Two?
But there's a flag. Okay, we'll move on.
Who was it two? Who was it two?
Dude, I don't know. Like, everyone, it looks like it was...
Is it Noah Fant?
It was Noah Fant.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, Colts-Jags. Colts might be worse than we think. Jags might be better. See, Gardner Minshew is playing for his life because he's not on a long contract, and if they do really poorly, the Jags are going to draft Trevor Lawrence. So if he wins enough games, they won't be able to draft Trevor Lawrence.
Mm. Well, you know what? I'm totally on Minshew mania. I like Minshew.
Me too.
He looks like a fucking baller. I love like the snakeskin suits that he wears. I'm a big fan. I just need him to be good.
Settle something for me. Gardner Minshew or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah, me too. We're in the same boat. Fuck everyone else in our fantasy football chat. That's all. They're all clowns.
Yeah, they are clowns. Lace them up, everyone, in our fantasy chat.
Yes. Okay, so...
that don't even listen to this podcast. Fuck you.
Oh, they will now.
Just to let you know, just to keep the people updated, the flag... was pass interference, but it was, you know, declined. Noah Fant for the touchdown. Broncos up 7-0 at the end of the first.
Drew Lock, the god.
Horse cock lock. At it again.
That's what they say.
Okay, hey Andrew, settle something for me.
Yeah, okay.
Horse cock lock or Big Dick Nick?
It's got to be Big Dick Nick. Big Dick Nick has a Super Bowl.
He has a Super Bowl, exactly. He had a Super Bowl MVP. I'm talking about who do you think's penis is bigger?
Oh, it's Aaron Rodgers.
We know that's not true.
Have you seen that mustache?
We know that's not true.
I don't know, but last year he had, not last year, but what was it, 3 years ago when they had to run the table to make the playoffs?
Oh, he showed his dick to everyone. I forgot about
that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're right. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, Packers, Vikings. Yeah, you like that.
The Vikings looked...
I beat you to it.
The Vikings look not good.
Yeah, so Packers beat the Vikings 43-34. I also didn't want to touch this game because it's a divisional rivalry game. I believe, let me double check.
Yep.
Let me fucking double check. Where's the goddamn spread on this chart?
I don't fucking know. We should honestly, Vikings better prepared.
No, I am prepared.
Not you. I meant us collectively. Calm down. I'm in your boat.
Yeah. Can you just let me say the spread? The spread was Vikings -2.5 for that game.
Huh. Laughable. The Vikings secondary was like Swiss cheese, dude. Like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers ate.
Davante Adams had himself a fucking game. Talk about a stud.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think he had like 13 or 14 receptions, and in a PPR league, that's worth your weight in gold.
There is a. I might tweet this later. We'll see. There's a picture of Aaron Jones though on the sidelines wearing like big T-Pain sunglasses, and it's like after doing hardly anything in the game, he's like, "Pay me."
Yeah, I have Aaron Jones as my RB 1 or 2. I mean, he didn't have a bad. I think he got like 17.
No, it was
points.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't like a bust game or anything like that. It was just like in a game where you win 43, when you score 43 points, you think the running back would get a ton of work.
Nope, it's just all Davante Adams.
All Davante Adams. I mean, Alan Lazard, too, as the wide receiver, too, he looked good. Aaron Rodgers just looked like he threw a sidearm touchdown. Like, that's old Aaron
I saw
Rodgers
that.
Shit.
That looked on the edge of the touchdown zone.
But I was with you, though. I stayed away from this game just because, although I was confident in the Packers' playing ability, I just wasn't sure. Like, the play calling they did last year really bothered me. So I thought that if they were going to go run heavy again with Aaron Jones, I thought, honestly, the Vikings defensive line would just eat them up, but they just destroyed them through the air, and their corners are bad. So watch out for that moving forward. If you see Vikings being the favorite, bet against it.
Yes.
Because they're bad.
I agree. All right, now we can talk about your Patriots.
The creme de la creme. Dolphins, Patriots. Now it's the Dolphins. They suck. Dolphins, Patriots played. Patriots won 21-11. Cam Newton, 2 rushing touchdowns.
Cam Newton looked good. He was running good. The Patriots had a -7 spread, and I didn't bet it. Look, there were so many games that I could have bet on as part of my parlay that I tied with the Seahawks, and I'm just kicking myself in my fucking face going through these games because I know exactly where I was when I made my bet for my parlay on Sunday. And I was like, Vikings, I don't think so. I mean, Packers, I don't think so. Patriots, I don't think so. Fucking, you know, the Bills, I don't think so. Oh, let me tell you a team that looks good to bet on. The fucking Eagles.
Do you remember when you yelled at me a couple weeks ago and I was like, football, the Washington football team might be better than what a lot of people think? And you're like, you're an idiot.
You are an idiot, and I still don't think they're good. I just think the Eagles.
I didn't say they're good. They're going to be better than people think.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's get back to the Dolphins-Patriots, the game that I should have bet on my parlay but didn't because I'm an idiot.
Stinkers are Devontae Parker. He had a couple of passes I thought right to him that he was just like, whatever. He dropped them. Preston
also,
Williams.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, stinker.
Yeah, I mean, like, but you can never count him out. You know, I mean, he's going to come back next week. I don't know who the Dolphins play next week, but I'm sure Fitzpatrick will come out and sling it. Cam is a stud in that game. N'Keal Harry, almost a stud. I mean, like, all his guys only had, like, 5 catches. Like, I think Cam spread the love a little bit there. He threw for less than 200 yards, but he was, like, 14 for 19. Like, so he was efficient at least. Didn't bet on that game, but I'm going to be betting on the Patriots every week now. I actually have them in one of my bets that I'll talk about toward the end of the show here.
Sure. I mean, look, man, I don't like betting I don't like rooting for the Patriots, I mean, but I'll bet on them, except for week 1 where it was a clear matchup that I should have bet on, and I fucking didn't. So, without further ado, let's get on to the Eagles Redskins. Eagles favor -5.5. What? Oh, shit, you called, yeah.
You, come on now.
That actually wasn't even like a purposeful like,
that, thing. That's going to happen so much this whole year.
Yes, the Eagles versus the Washington football team. I'm sorry for using the R words. I do not want to get canceled.
I thought this game would be honest. I did have the Eagles winning it, but like, because it's a divisional game, you're playing for your division. How do you lose this game to Washington football
team? No. They were up 17-0. They were up 17-0 at half, and they scored 0 points in the second half.
Chase Young looked great. The new pass rusher that they got on the Washington football team, he looked very good. I think he's like top five opening defensive end grades in like the entire PFF era. Like, he's done very well in that first game. So he's a stud.
I just, stinkers, Eagles. Yeah. You scored 0 points in the second half. You were up 17-0.
You were
up 17-0 at one point. 17-7.
It just, nobody looked good. Like, even in fantasy, like, they had Miles Sanders, who ended up being out, and everyone's like, okay, Boston Scott, you can fill that role and get us some points. He sucked.
Yeah. Just fix your shit, Eagles. Please, just fix your shit. Look, I know that there are Eagles fans that listen to this podcast. So whatever I'm feeling about like the misfortune that I'm feeling right now because I lost my bet, which was a big one on the Seahawks and the Eagles, two-game parlay. I just need to win two fucking games, and the Eagles fucking blew it for me. I understand the pain that I'm feeling is a fraction of what you're feeling because this is your football team, and I understand being a Ravens fan how I would feel if my team shit the bed like the Eagles did. But goddamn, come on. Dude, is Carson Wentz your quarterback or not?
This will make you feel better. All right, think about this. So like the game Steelers and Giants happened just a minute ago. We'll talk about that later, but who won?
The Steelers.
The Steelers won. Okay, so that means that the Giants don't have a win. And Dallas lost the other night.
Oh, my God.
Which means they don't have a win. So the Washington football team is currently winning their division, not only by wins, but also by division wins.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Everyone put that in your pipe and fucking smoke it.
Yep. And you know what? I think confirm Washington football team Super Bowl 55 champions.
That would be insane. Place your bets now.
But real quick before we move on, Ron Rivera taking an IV
right
during halftime while he's battling cancer. Holy shit. What?
He didn't want to miss the game.
What a fucking stud.
Honestly,
stud,
I think that
of the game, Ron Rivera, for fighting cancer,
yeah,
winning a football game and taking IV, you know, to combat cancer during halftime. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, like, I love Ron Rivera as a coach. Like, he's a player's coach. I think he's great defensively. I think he will, again, they'll be better than you think. They're not going to win the division. This is not how this is going to go. I think it's going to be the Cowboys, but they will be a better football team because Ron Rivera's coaching.
I agree with you there. Chargers. Yeah.
If you don't agree with me there, then you're disagreeing with a guy with cancer.
You're right.
And then you're the bad guy.
You're absolutely right. I would never make fun of anyone that has cancer.
Chargers, Bengals.
This game was hilarious. This game was funny.
I did bet on this game.
I know you did. Let's hear it.
I bet Bengals money line. And they were so close to making it a game. Joe Burrow looked pretty good. The Chargers looked bad. I mean, like, this is a game. The way that this game shook out, I mean, like, it just shows how bad the Chargers are and how much better the Bengals are this year than they were last year. I mean, they had a rookie quarterback.
Or just the fact that, you know, I get it. Joe Burrow, look, you're right. He didn't look bad. Tyrod Taylor did not look good. Chargers just in general did not look good. They were a -3 favorite going into this game. So the fact that you took the Bengals money line, that was, I mean, look, hats off to you. They just blew it.
Sometimes
with a 31-yard field goal.
Sometimes the odds books, they speak to me. Sometimes they fucking lie.
Lost. No, Andrew, you still lost. The Bengals kicker.
Yeah, fuck that guy. He's out. He's the stinker. It's a chip shot.
He is a stinker. Oh, shit. I just dropped my phone. But yeah, listen.
I'll leave it there.
Stinker. Stinker. Bengals kicker. What's his name? He has like a funny name.
Who fucking cares?
Bullock.
Is that it?
I think it's Bullock or Bullock. Like Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
I don't know, dude, but he's a little fat kicker and
He got hurt too.
He grabbed his leg immediately after he missed the kick.
Interesting. I wonder if he'll be on IR next week or on the streets.
Yeah. He's like Big Ben whenever like he misses, like whenever he plays bad, he puts on the walking boot. Arm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I'm hurt. That's gonna be this kicker. Every time like he misses a field goal, he's just gonna put on a walking boot and be like, I'm really injured, so the fact that I missed it doesn't count again. Yeah, it doesn't count.
Pay me. There's that. Fuck, the Bengals are still bad, but not as bad. Chargers are still bad, maybe worse than before. That's the headline there. Buccaneers, Saints.
I bet on this game.
Well, yeah, how'd that go?
I had a very spicy prop for this game. Buccaneers, Saints. All I needed, it was a odds boost by DraftKings. Big DraftKings guy. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, just had to have a combined 4.5 touchdown passes.
That's
plus 200. Plus 200 were the odds for that. I liked it. I was like, fuck yeah. I'm taking that. They scored four touchdowns. They scored four touchdowns combined. I missed it by a touchdown. Sad. But
there was one. I don't know. As I was watching that game, I definitely thought that Tom Brady looked a little out of sorts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, it's his first game. The notes that I took from this game is Tom Brady still has to like mesh with his team. Mike Evans, he had so many interference calls with like against him. Like, look, you could say that Mike Evans didn't do anything that game, and that's just not true because there were at least three passes to him for like substantial yards. Whoever was guarding him, I have no idea who it was. Got called for pass interference because that is the only way you're going to stop.
He's a matchup nightmare.
6'5" Mike Evans, who's, you know, huge. I'm 6'5", 250, and there's two of me.
Dude, and Chris Godwin was great in the slot. I mean, they were just, they talked about it in the presser. Bruce Arians said, like, you know, it was funny. He's like, Mike Evans made the right move because he saw the right coverage, and Tom overthrew him because he doesn't know the offense yet. He's like, that's on Tom, and Tom will get it figured out. And Tom Brady said the exact same thing. You know, he's like, that was my fault.
Yeah, he needs to figure it out. I think they're going to be fine. Obviously, the Saints are going to be the team to beat in that division.
Right, and the Bucs will rebound. They play the Panthers next week, and I can guarantee you we don't win that game. So
we?
What do you mean? You're like, we're the Ravens, and I love my team.
Andrew, yes, we are the Ravens. I have one team. I'm from Baltimore. I was born in Baltimore. So, yes, when I say we, I mean the Ravens. When you say we, I don't know if you mean the Panthers. I don't know if you mean the Patriots with Cam Newton. And I don't know if you mean the Buccaneers with Tom Brady. You can't just say we and have like three fucking NFL teams to just lean back on.
I think I've only said we when I talk about the Panthers because that's the team I like. And I think you just get sad when I talk about other teams that are good.
You definitely said we with the Buccaneers. You just said we. I will check the tape.
I said they play the Panthers. And I said we're gonna lose that one. That's what I said.
See how that. Andrew, why do you have to make me look like a fucking idiot on my own podcast?
Dude, you just gotta calm down and you'll be better. You'll be fine.
I'm gonna have to edit that out.
Redact it.
That's more edit work for me.
Dude, so that's gonna be awful. I'm gonna listen to that, and my moment to shine not gonna be there, is it?
Yeah. So the past 2 minutes just won't happen. It's gonna cut. It's just gonna be you,
and you're gonna have a friend of yours play me in like a one-off recording.
I'm gonna have Holly, my wife, play you.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We sound very similar. Cardinals, 49ers. Here was a game.
So this is where the recording is gonna pick up.
Yeah, that's fine. Kyler Murray is good.
Kyler Murray's good. I did bet on this game. Believe it or
How'd
not.
That
go? I live bet this game. Fourth quarter. while the Cardinals
Was it money line or spread?
It was, okay.
Dumb. Oh, no.
Okay, no. I won the bet, so that's good news. But it was a dumb move by me because I could have gotten better odds because here's what I did. I was still watching the Bucks Saints game, and it was wrapping up, and the Cardinals 49ers game was still going on, and I was like, ooh, like the Cardinals are actually winning, and there was like maybe like 2 minutes left, and they were up 24-20, and I was like, oh shit, yeah, I'll put you know, a last minute bet on the Cardinals to maintain this lead because I felt good about them, even though I really didn't watch the game. I just had a hunch that the Cardinals were going to win. Instinctively, I just grabbed the plus one spread that DraftKings was offering. It was like the first thing. And I was like, because sometimes you got to be fast with live betting, you know? Like,
oh, because it won't go through.
Because they can change it at a moment's notice. Yeah, they can change it at a moment's notice. So my dumb brain was like, oh, plus one, you know, Cardinals, you know, I think it was even odds. So, you know, I bet 50, right. I win 50. And so, I was like, I'm taking this. And it wasn't until I'd already made the bet where I was like, wait a minute. I could have gotten way better odds if I had just taken the Cardinals to win on their money line and not even fucking worry about the plus one spread. So bad Ian for not thinking correctly, but also stinking. Good Ian. Stinker. But yeah. But also good Ian, because I made a last minute bet. It ended up winning because, as we know, Jimmy G couldn't string together a last minute comeback.
Yeah, I hate to see that. I wonder why he couldn't do it.
What do you think about Jimmy G?
I don't know what to think. I liked him in New England. I thought anyone who, but then like at the same time, I thought they paid him big money at the 49ers, and I thought that they saw something that maybe we didn't all get to see, and they are a run-first team, so he doesn't have to be a gunslinger. But you know what, though? When they're behind, their whole plan, they don't have Patrick Mahomes and all those weapons. So, like, the reason they can come back super fast and efficiently is because of the player types that they have. They like to throw the ball. They'll throw it on first, second, and third down. The 49ers will not do that. They will only run basically on first down, which limits your options moving forward. So I think Jimmy G is fine as long as their game plan works out. But if it doesn't, they're going to be in for a real Super Bowl hangover.
I think they're going to hit that Super Bowl hangover. Obviously, it's the first week, but I don't think...
Pulling overreactions, baby.
Yeah, we're going to pull an overreaction, but I don't think the 49ers are going to be real contenders this year. I mean, they were last year.
That division, I mean, like, Rams have a chance to actually be good. Cardinals, like, they beat the 49ers, like, who had one of the best defenses in the league last year. I mean, 49ers, if they're anything like last year, they're great. And then you have the Seahawks. That division is stacked.
Score alert. Titans tie the game 7-7. Pruitt, 1 yard touchdown pass.
What?
I literally just looked. Is it like a trick play? No, I will. No, I think it was just it's just a 1 yard touchdown pass. I just saw the replay.
Well, touchdown reception.
Yeah, a pass touchdown pass from Tannehill. But
from Tannehill. Okay. I was very confused. I thought like you said touchdown pass from Pruitt, and I was like, well, that's bizarre.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you.
No, I didn't. I'll check the tape for that one. And guess what? Guess what, Andrew? Since I mixed our episodes, I can't wait to get a text
tonight, and you're going to be like, fuck.
If I misspeak, guess what? I get to make myself look good.
You just cut it.
Cut it.
For me, Hopkins, Murray, those are the studs there. Stinkers there are Jimmy G, and that'll do it.
Oh, yeah, we're still doing stinkers and studs.
Well, I'm trying.
Studs and stinkers. Yeah, you're giving it your all. The old college try.
Cowboys, Rams.
Okay.
So, immediate stud in this game, Aaron Donald wrecked shop.
Yeah, I saw that.
Throwing people.
I saw him throw Zeke.
Yeah, like, and he got backwards clotheslined on fucking Dak Prescott's shoulder.
I have a bet commandment, Andrew.
What's that?
So I lost a lot of money on Saturday, and then the fucking Seahawks and Eagles ruined my parlay. Yes, you're right. Sorry, I shouldn't throw the Seahawks into that. The Eagles fucking ruined my parlay by not scoring any points in the first half. I mean, the second half of the game. I did win some money back with the Cardinals, but I was like, time to get in the green with the Cowboys. I am so cockfire sure the Cowboys will smoke the Rams. I'm not even worried about it. And I took them minus one favorite against the Rams. And plus one favorite. I mean, plus one. So the Rams were minus one favorite. Right. The Cowboys were plus one. Thinking back, this is another dumb Ian move. I should have just picked the fucking money line, but I wasn't thinking. It was a long day of betting. Just
spreads
a long
are the most weekend. Popular form of bet.
Just a long weekend of betting in general. So I took the Cowboys plus one. True. And I immediately regretted it because the Cowboys were, I think, behind pretty much the entire game, right?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, it was a little bit back and forth, but and maybe the Cowboys were leading a little bit, but the Rams, like, they looked like they were going to win.
The Cowboys just did the Mike McCarthy. It was so weird. They were just, like, I don't know if the Cowboys think it's illegal to pass on first down, but, like, all they would do is run. And then, like, you know, like, again, same as the 49ers. If you're ahead and you're able to shove it down their throat and, like, consistently grind, which, granted, they have Zeke in one of the best lines in football. I mean, that is something that if that's your strategy and you want to stick to it, that's fine, but you got to adapt, right? I mean, if you're in the second half of this game and that's not doing it, you have to start passing on first down. I get that you like to play action. I get that you've got Zeke. I get that Zeke has a tattoo on his gut that says, feed me.
Feed me, Seymour.
But I just cannot get over the fact that they are doing that so old school. Like, you got Dak. He can sling it. Let him sling it.
So I wish that me just betting the plus one at the beginning of the game was all I did for this game. Here's my bet commandment, because when they had the ball, I was like, I feel like they're going to win last minute touchdown drive. I just had this gut feeling very similar to how I had that Cardinals holding that lead feeling earlier in the day. So I decided to stick with my gut. I doubled down on the fucking Cowboys to come back and score a touchdown at the last, or even if they lost by three.
Yeah, even if they kicked a field goal.
So I just had a really good feeling, and the live odds were good for it. And I was like, let's go. They have CeeDee Lamb. They have Amari Cooper. I'm feeling good. And I doubled down. Bet commandment number whatever, bet commandment, 16. Next new bet commandment right after don't bet college football. Don't live bet double down bets.
Okay, very good. Honestly, though, the pass interference at the end of that game, do you see it?
Yeah, I thought it was Gallup. It was I thought it was
like Michael Gallup didn't even extend his arm until he got hooked by what's his name, by Ramsey.
I know, plus, dude.
That play would almost never get called in a normal. I mean, that's like a 50-50 chance it gets called, right? You're gonna call that in the last 10 seconds of a game, really?
Yeah, dude. I can't believe they called that. It was. Oh my god! I actually feel sick thinking about it because I had so much money on that game because I doubled down.
I hate to see it.
Just don't lie. Bet double down bets.
Yeah, that's betting with emotion.
Don't lie, bet, double down, bets.
Studs there, Aaron Donald, stinkers there, the refs.
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy.
Just kick the goddamn field goal, okay? Like, I get there's a chance to be aggressive, but you're not good. You're not good, Mike McCarthy. How about you win a game with the Cowboys first before you start trying to go all gunslinger, go on fourth down and not tie the game up?
Got him. He's only allowed to kick field goals until he wins a game. Then he's allowed to make some changes.
Look, all I'm saying is if they were tied going into that last drive and all they needed was a field goal to win the game and not tie the game, the playbook would be a lot better suited for the Cowboys. He fucked himself by going for that. And you know what else? The play that they called, because they completed the pass, if you remember, on that fourth down by the goal line. They just didn't get the fucking first down.
Yeah.
So why are you calling that play? Or I don't know whose fault it is, but how about if you make a fucking completion, make sure that that completion is the first down that you need.
Speaking of good guy, hopping back game here in the 49ers Cardinals game, good guy Larry Fitzgerald. His teammate got tackled. They only had like 12 seconds left. They needed to spot the ball. So Larry Fitzgerald ran out onto the field, grabbed the ball from his teammate who got tackled, and spotted it for the ref. Like, that's like such a veteran Larry Fitzgerald. That's like the most Larry Fitzgerald thing I've ever heard.
That's awesome.
Okay. Steelers Giants, the last game that has been concluded.
Yes, 26, just wrapped up.
16, Steelers win.
The Steelers were a six favorite, I believe.
Yeah, something. Yes.
Yeah, I believe they were a 6-point favorite. I did bet on this game. I bet the first half. I don't even know why I bet it. I don't even really remember making the bet. I just looked at my open bets and it said first half Steelers.
I bet you made it on Saturday night.
First half Steelers minus 3.5. And holy shit.
That was right. Was
I on the fucking flying by the seat of my pants on that last drive right before half when the Steelers scored a touchdown with like 10 seconds left. Holy shit, what a rush.
They're good. They're good at football. Well, honestly, though, what did you think of the Steelers? I mean, their first drive total was not very good, but I thought
their first half minus that last drive was shit.
Big Ben was shaking off the rust. I think that the second half the Steelers played looked great.
Yeah, they looked good. That guy, Jonathan, looked good.
Jonathan.
Number 18.
Oh, Deontay Johnson.
Oh, Johnson. You know what? Like, I'm going to edit that out.
That's fine. You have the power.
I do have the power.
Giants aren't good, and I didn't expect them to be good. Although the Giants did have a couple drives that surprised me, like offensively. Their defense is really shitty.
Yeah, their defense is shitty. Their offensive line is pretty shitty.
Saquon was like running for his life.
Yeah, they got Saquon. They have some good receivers, like Sterling Slayton went Shepard. Off today.
Sterling Shepard's good, but Darius Slayton went off today.
Yeah, Slayton had 2 touchdowns.
Looking at this, the Steelers are always good. I mean, like, even last year they were good and they didn't have shit going for them, right? I mean, if Big Ben comes and plays average Big Ben, they're a playoff team, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens are kings of the AFC North, but the Steelers are always kind of in the hunt. And now with the wild card being 3 spots this year, right. I think that they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
I mean, they always have the chance to be a playoff team.
Let's see. Studs in this game. I'll give it to Darius Slayton. Barkley did not look very good. I mean, he looked as good as he could based on what was going on. I mean, his electric plays were awesome, but he didn't like carry the team like he has before. Right. I'll give Big Ben good for the comeback, and Juju had 2 receiving touchdowns.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that last one, the last touchdown that the Steelers had was nice.
Yeah. Let's see. So that's all the games.
Well, I do have a bet. So, like I said, minus 3.5 for the first half for the Steelers. I also made a 2-game parlay tonight.
Okay.
Steelers to win. So that's a lock. That's already in. And for the Broncos Titans, who do you think I bet to win that game as part of the second leg of this parlay?
Okay.
No, like guess who?
I don't know.
Why'd you just say okay?
I got
that. Means you're not even. That means you're not.
I wasn't.
Even
I was looking at a bet. Dude, I'm sorry. There's a bet it. Going the way on. That you, I was. The way I was like, I came, I realized myself, have you ever done that? Like, you know, where you're driving and then like, you're like, oh, I'm like 40 miles away from where I was. And you just like, have you ever had that?
Yeah, of course. I zone out all the time. But I was reading a podcast.
Well, I was reading a bet, and I was like, okay. And my brain snapped back. I was like, oh, he's talking to me.
Oh, yeah. he's talking to me on a fucking podcast that we do twice a week. Okay.
So what am I supposed to be guessing?
Okay, so the guess was, God damn it, I'm just going to tell you. I picked the Steelers to win, which they did, and I picked the Broncos to win in a two-game parlay tonight.
Oh, we did talk about this, though.
Well, yeah, we talked about it, but I want to let you know that I officially made the bet tonight.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you're supposed to guess, but you were an asshole and just tuned me out.
Listen, you were even, probably. You yelled at me about Matthew Stafford.
There are times. I mean, because for a podcast, you're talking like an hour plus, you know?
And right,
you just have to keep talking. And there are times where like someone will be like, oh, like, remember when you said this in your podcast? I'm like, to be honest, no, I don't remember.
I don't.
Like, my mouth is on fucking autopilot.
Let's see here. Drew Lock has a good passer rating, apparently, 131.8.
Ooh, is it still 7-7? I'm turning back to it.
It is still 7-7.
7-7. You know what's a really funny commercial that's playing right now? So that's why reminded of it. The Baker Mayfield covering the seats outside when it's about to rain for the progressive.
Yeah, he's like, I'll go to the top, you go to the bottom, we'll work our way to the middle.
That's actually, honestly, that whole ad campaign, I know this is like the second or third year they're running it. It's pretty funny.
I like it too. Although if Baker doesn't start playing better, people are not going to like that.
I think that's why I like it even more, because he's like not a threat to me in the AFC. I don't care about the Browns. I don't care about the Bengals. We'll need to talk about that before we wrap up. We need to talk about the Thursday night game.
That was the thing I wanted to bring up. Because are you going to bet on that game?
Probably content, right? I mean, you gotta do it for the content.
What do you got? Because I'm betting Bengals money line.
Okay, so I'm looking at the odds right now via DraftKings. The Browns are a -6 point favorite. The Bengals +210 money line.
Ooh,
that's what you're taking.
I'm taking a +220 money line.
Ooh, William Hill, huh?
Yep, and a 5.5 spread.
5.5. Dang. The over under, do you have 44?
44. I don't know what I would take there. I think.
I'm not touching that total. I'm not touching it.
I don't think I'm going to touch the total either. If I had to, like gun to my head or blow my brains out, I think I'd take the over.
I thought you were about to say, I'd blow my brains out.
Well, I mean, that I think about that a little too often here, but I know I got Bengals money line. Bengals money line. I'm riding it. Bengals money line every week.
Honestly,
NFL season.
Browns didn't look good. Obviously, they're playing the Ravens, but Bengals, if Joe Burrow can kind of continue playing well, he's got weapons. He's got AJ Green.
He's got
Boyd. Yeah.
One Heisman winner to another.
I don't think I'm going to bet on this game. Well, you know what? I think I might bet a game prop, but I don't think I'm going to bet, because I just don't feel good either way, you know? Like, why would I bet? Like, no part of this -6, you know, over under 44, even like the money line. I just don't feel good about any of it.
Broncos are +145 right now if I live bet it.
I mean, it's still tied 7-7, so.
I don't know. I'll think about it. Anyway, I think that's all I got. That's the Thursday night game. We will talk about it, obviously, on Thursday night. On Friday when it releases, you'll hear us talk about that. But then that's the night that we will preview all the Sunday games and the Monday night game. You can follow us on Instagram. We have a Twitter account.
Instagram.
Give us a call.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
It will obviously follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, just like you said, Bet Bath Beyond. But also, when you do follow us on Instagram, go to my Ravens post. I posted on Sunday, the Ravens won. And so I posted about it on Instagram. Some clown named Chris Ryan commented on Instagram and said, Mahomes over Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, okay? Who wouldn't take that?
Shut the fuck up. And I told him to get the fuck out. And he said, quote, call me when, you know, something, something, something. You know,
a good quote, actually, by the way.
Call me when Lamar.
Quote, not a quote at all.
call me when Lamar wins a playoff game. And I asked for his number. I said, okay, what's your number? And he hasn't responded. And since then, several people have commented, including me on my personal Instagram account.
Yeah, but I saw also, that too.
Also some other people that says, give Bet Bath Beyond your phone number. So if you're listening to this and you follow us on Instagram, even if you don't follow us on Instagram, go to Instagram, go to that Ravens post and comment to give this guy, this Chris Ryan guy, pressure him to give us his number so that I can call him when Lamar wins a playoff game this year.
Chris, you really should give us the number because I'm on your side.
You're a Think clown. About that. Lace him up, Chris Ryan, but also give us your fucking phone number.
I mean, he told us to call. Aggressive.
Well, he told us to call.
That's true, he did.
And then didn't give us the tools, the information that I need.
What a tease.
All
right, I'll see you guys next week, I guess.
Wait. No, we're not done. No, I'm not joking.
What do we have left?
Oh, I don't know. Game 7 tomorrow night. Clippers.
Oh, yeah. We do talk about Nuggets. Other sports sometimes. Yeah, by the way, the Clippers are bad. I hope the Clippers lose. The Bucks lost. No, seriously. Okay, that would be the easiest road to the fucking finals for LeBron.
Yeah, I know, which is why I don't want... Like, it would be hilarious because the Clippers... Also, who knew that they were playing on Sunday at like 1 o'clock?
Nobody. It was fucking opening Sunday.
I know. Silly. But... Clippers blew like a 16-point lead, right?
Yeah, it was stupid. I cannot believe.
So part of me wants them to lose just because I like the underdog story. The Nuggets made me a lot of money when I was betting on them a week or two ago when they were playing the Jazz. So, you know, I like the Nuggets. But at the same time, I don't want it to be a cakewalk for LeBron.
I don't know. It's not really fair because, I mean, like, to win a finals is to win a finals, right? I mean, like, if the Bucks lost, that means that they weren't the best team. So I mean, really, it's better whoever, you know what I mean, whoever wins. I mean, Jimmy Buckets is on fire.
I am looking at the odds right now in DraftKings. I kind of like this +7.5 for the Nuggets.
What? I mean, yeah, I would take it.
What was that? What?
Well, I'm just thinking to myself, like, they're really going to give him that many points when there's a chance that they actually win the whole thing,
right? Okay, yeah, I'm just making sure that's what that was.
It wasn't the opposite. What?
Yeah, it was like, what? Like, that's they need to give them more. No, I love this +7.5.
Why don't you buy some points?
I fuck you. I don't. I think I'm gonna take it. I'm taking it.
Yeah,
right,
go
now.
For it. By the way,
done.
I have another stinker. I saw some highlights here, like as you were talking to me, of the Bengals Chargers game. Didn't like the yellow pants for the Chargers. Stinker.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really pay attention to. I barely watched that game. I honestly just tuned in to watch the kicker fucking get an injury and fake an injury and miss the 31-yard shot.
I hate fucking everybody. Anyway, I'm betting on the Bengals again, money line against the Browns.
Okay, so you got Bengals money line. I have Denver Nuggets +7.5 for that spread. Love that. Do you have anything for the Heat, Celtics?
I have the Heat winning it all. Not the championship, but I have them winning that series.
Yeah, I think I have the Heat too. They're a +1.5 favorite, so it's super close.
Yeah, they don't know. They didn't prepare, like, you know what I mean, like based on. Then no one thought the Heat would beat the Bucks, so like the odds are going to be really wonky for this first two games probably until they can get the lines figured out.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's
I think
everything,
that's our show. Yeah, yeah. Wait, Andrew. One last thing. Who do you have, Titans, Broncos?
That's a good question. I could not give a single fuck less. I'm going to guess the Titans win it. But I think that I really do think it's 50-50, whoever could win this. Broncos home field advantage. I'm going to go Broncos.
Very nice. I have Broncos as well.
So
it would have just been funny if you just said, I really don't give a fuck, and that's the end of our show.
I truly don't, and it is the end of our show. Goodbye.
See you guys on Friday. Thank you.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day, but homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you could live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, hollering.